Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Real Talk Live with Shirley and Sherry, along with Healing Lives Hurts. Tonight's topic is going to be a mother's plea for her help for her daughter. It's going to be an experience of my feelings and my thoughts and the things that I'm struggling with. And if you have any kind of thoughts or testimonies you want to share about the things that helped you or that would help me, I'd appreciate if you could call in at 1-347-857-1194. We talked a couple nights ago when tragedy knocks at your door, and tragedy, you know, doesn't necessarily mean a death. You know, it was close. My daughter is 20 years old, Charity, and she tried to kill herself, and she took a knife and tried to slice her wrist and stuff. I asked her why she did this, and she told me that her dad had kicked her out because he wanted to move, so he sold his house and gave it to somebody else. But anyway, she had to be gone, and so she went to live with her half-sister, which is her dad's daughter, and they don't get along. They're night and day, and so she kicked her out, and then I guess she was on the streets for just a little bit, and she didn't want to let me know that because she knew I'd worry about her. But then she said she had no other choice but to go back to an ex-boyfriend. Well, she went back to the ex-boyfriend's house, and I guess he just beat her in more ways than I guess we thought, you know, which I won't go into those details. So then they put her in the psych unit at the hospital, and they only kept her for 4 days and put her on some medication and sent her back out into the street. She's with her sister right now again, and her sister's only given her 2 weeks to stay there, and she's really calling me to help her, and she wants to come back and live with me, which, you know, I have my own reservations about that, and I know that sounds terrible as a mother. But, you know, I'm not in a situation to exactly give her a place to stay right now since I'm on disability and I live with my mother-in-law, and this is her home, not mine. And so I'm just here to say please pray for Charity. Please pray for her, her safety, her deliverance, especially her salvation since she's fell away from Christ. Just help her and just pray for her. Sherry, would you like to say anything before I go into any more?
You know, what's happened with you, honey, and what's going on, it can happen with anybody. And the question is, who is at risk here? You know, who's at risk with their children, this happening to them, you know? All children and young people are at risk. But suicide is the third leading cause of death in young people, a range from the ages of 15 to 24. And it is the sixth leading cause of death in children from ages 5 to 14. Now, you know, what causes them to do this is sadness, depression, inner feelings. They have feelings of loneliness. It's just all out, spinning out of control on them. And I think that's what's happened to your daughters is you know, rejection brings it all on, and she's just so torn right now. And as you said, she's kind of slipped away from Christ, you know. And we're praying for her, you know, on that right there. And she's looking to you for answers, and I know it's just breaking your heart, you know, as a mom. You know, we want to give our kids everything that we can, but like you said, it's not, you're in a predicament right now where you just can't do it. You know, you're not able to do it. And I know you're torn with this. And if there's somebody out there that is going through this or has been through it, can call in, give us something here to go on and speak with my sister and help her and just lift her in prayer, you know, because we all hurt just like you do out there. Like she said, this is real top. This is real life. You know, this is real life experience. My sister's going through this, and she does know the Lord, and she's looking to the Lord for answers. But even then, you know, you're hurt as a mother. You're doing all you can do, and you don't know what else to do, you know, as a person. You know you got to look to the Lord. You know you can, but still, you know, my sister is hurting with this. And, you know, if there's anything, any input, any programs, anything there that you can help her with, you know, we'd like for you to call in and give an input on it.
Amen. Thank you, Sherry. I was reading in 2 Corinthians 1:11, it says, "Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gifts bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf." You know, and I thank everybody, you know, listening to this program this evening, because it's definitely going to be a real talk from a mother who's torn, you know, between, I can't even explain how I'm feeling right now, folks. I'm really sorry. I'm just going to sit and share a little bit with you. I've tried to help my daughter several times, and she's taken my trust and misused it, and she's taken our home and misused it, and, you know, she's brought boys in the house in the middle of the night, you know, in her bedroom, and she's really going through some things, and, you know, she's very defiant. She doesn't want to, she didn't really want to help out or anything around there, and it just caused so much problems between me and my family and my husband especially. And you know, we love my daughter, and we want the best for her, and we do want to help her. But we're torn because, you know, so many times she has cried wolf and promised this and promised that, and she hasn't followed through with any of it. And, you know, what really bothers me is, you know, I love my daughter, but I know she's ate up with some demons. I'm just going to say it, folks, plain and simple. She has been so depressed and oppressed and depressed, and, you know, I just pray for her. I've seen things in her that just break your heart, because it's your daughter, and you know you can't do nothing but pray, but God's going to take care of that, and I know that. But it's like you turn to your family, you know, members to help out, and they can't even help you. And they actually refuse to help you because she's actually burned so many bridges here. And, you know, and I keep going back to this, and this is my problem. You know, I love her. I want to help her. I want to get her, you know, counseling. I want to get her in therapy. I want to get her a job and get her in her own place, you know, and I want to show her that I'm the mother that she's always needed. And I want her to stand on her own 2 feet, but I can't do that for her. She has to do it. But if I don't give her that security and knowing that, hey, you can come back, you know, and we'll work this thing out. And that's what my heart tells me. But my finances is telling me you're on disability. You're living with your mother-in-law. You can't even afford to take care of yourself. How are you going to take care of your God, your baby? You know, and then you got all this stuff against you, and you got all these fears coming against you, which I know is the enemy, but I'm saying it real, folks. I'm scared. I know if I got a place, and I could, you know, I just couldn't pay the first month's rent, and I can't pay the deposit. But, you know, if I had that help, I could get us a place, and I would try it again, because God went back for, he had 99. And one was lost, and he left those others, and he went back and he got them, and he brought that one back because he didn't want that one to be lost. And in my heart, I'm thinking, surely, nobody gave up. Everybody gave up on you in your life. Somebody had to take that chance and reach out and help you stand strong on your own and start believing in yourself again. And I go back to that, you know. Don't give up on her. Help her. I don't know what to do, folks, except pray for her and pray that you guys would donate to her fund on that GoFundMe.com. It's on the page here if you guys want to look at it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. You know, I'm torn, Sherry. I'm so torn. It's like everybody's given up on her. Everybody's given up on her. Even me to some extent, and I won't lie. I will not lie. As I stand here and sit here before you and God, part of me has given up on my daughter too, because of the way she has burned her bridges. Everybody says, well, she didn't, you know, she did that just to get attention. You know, maybe she really didn't try to kill herself. Well, you know what? That's all right, because any cry is a cry for help. I don't care if it was a lie or if it was real. Whatever she did it for a purpose and a reason to cry out for help. And that's what keeps coming back to me. You know, I just, Sherry, say something.
Well, it's like the man that was crying out at the pool of Bethesda there. You know, nobody could, I mean, he couldn't get down to the water, and he needed help to get down there. You know, we all get in situations where we need help, you know. No one is above it. No one at all is above it. No one is above getting the news that their child tried it or did do it, you know. Thank God. I mean, she's still got breath, and everybody deserves a chance. And you know, if she can get some help there, get some finances together, you know, maybe you can oversee this, you know, and help her in that way and help her get into some programs and pull her life back together. I know you have to keep trying, sis. I know you have to, you know, and it's a struggle with yourself, but I just, I pray that somebody out there, you know, will come through for you, sis. I know that God is there for you. There was many that the Bible talks about there that mentioned six specific people who committed suicide. You know, Abimelech and Judges chapter 9 there, Saul, 1 Samuel, Saul's armor bearer in 1 Samuel there, 31. And there was six specific people that the Bible mentions there. And five of these men were noted for their wickedness, you know, and we're all capable of messing up. Everybody is capable of messing up, you know, and you know, and we can't wait till we're perfect to start on our journey with the Lord, because we'll never start. We'll never start, you know. It's sin nature. It's natural for us to mess up, and none of us is above it, you know. We all make the wrong decisions, and as long as there's life, everybody deserves a chance, you know, to straighten up, you know, that chance, you know. One person that I heard talking not being long ago about her brother, he was on drugs really bad, and that was Joyce Myers, and she said that she tried to help him. They moved him in. They done so much for him, but she said, thank God I tried, she said, because if I hadn't tried, and they found him in an abandoned building, and he had overdosed, and his body had decomposed. And all the testimony that she gave on that right there was so heart-wrenching, you know, but they tried with it. But the fact that they tried, at least they don't have anything to have to live with. See, that's where it hurts. That's where it deep, you know, is when you turn your back and you're scared to do it and go just on that right there, and then something happens, and then you got that to have to live with, and that takes a toll on you, sis. That's going to take a toll on you or any mother or any father, any parent that cares anything about their child at all, you know. And but she said that because that they did try with him, and she said that when they found him, see, he was with her ministry for a while there and was doing real good, and then he just kept going back to it and going back to it. And said when they found him, said that was the one thing that he had in his pocket was her card there, Joyce Myers Ministry. And is, oh, yeah, she said, because I really think that, and she said, and he was so likable and he was so lovable and he had so much to offer and so much, you know, potential, and said he'd done really good helping her in the ministry, and they really thought, okay, he's really holding on this time, he's really going to do it, but he kept going back to it. You know, I don't know what kept pulling this her brother back. I mean, the way she typed, he wasn't, you know, very old. He wasn't very old, and she said that he was so good-looking and had so much to offer, you know, but see, that's how Satan works. You know, I mean, God's people, we got to just kick in there and do everything we can for people that's hurting, you know. Like I said, and I said this and I say it again, when Jesus saw people hurting, he didn't run from them. you know, he didn't run from them. I'm sure that he has some of those same feelings, you know, and even right now about, you know, I mean, look how many times we mess up. Look how many times we mess up. You know, look how many times we fall short of the glory of God. The Bible says we do it every day. And if we say we don't, then we're a liar. We're a liar because we all mess up. We, everyone mess up. But, you know, she's got breath and she deserves a chance, you know, and you just have to keep trying. And that's what George said. Because they kept trying, when they did find him and they had to make his arrangements, they was able to not feel guilty about it. You know, that they didn't keep reaching out to him and helping, you know. They did. Every time he got in trouble, she said they bought him a car. They got him doing really good, and she talks about it, you know. But when they found him, they found her card, and she said, I really believe that was the one time that he was proud of something he did. He was so proud.
Yeah.
And he wanted them to find that card. In his pocket. He didn't have no money, but he had that card on him, and they found that card, and they identified him by that card.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
it's
and
breaking
as long
my heart.
As...
this breaks my heart, girl. And I know what you're saying, because in the Bible it says the disciples asked Jesus, they said, how many times should we forgive someone? And Jesus told him, he said, in a day, seven times 70. And I forgive her. I forgive her. I just don't want to give up on her, and I want to help her so bad. And I'm going to put it in God's hands. If any of you are out there and you're in this situation with your children and your family and you have nowhere to turn, you know I'm here, and I'll pray you through it. Like I said, we're going to cry on this show. We're going to laugh. And we're going to praise the Lord. And this is the most realest talk thing I've ever done in my life, because I'm so humbled, because I am asking for donations of money to help get my daughter here and get us a place together so I can be there and help her and love her back to health. With the love of God and my church family, we can do this. And Lord knows he will bless you back with it. I hate it. I feel like I'm begging, and I hate it, but I need your help. So please, if God lays it on your heart, please go to GoFundMe.com. And her name is Charity. Or text me or email me or something. You know, I was looking at her picture today. I put her picture up, and she's such a beautiful girl. But I look in those eyes and I see nothing but sadness and fear. And I remember being there, you know, as a young girl myself with all the abuse that I had to suffer. And it just breaks my heart to know that she's depending on me, and I don't want to let her down. I don't want to let her down. And I need your prayers. I draw strength from your prayers, because as a mother to other mothers out there who are going through this, I pray that God strengthen you, and I ask only one thing of you when I pray for you and while you're going through your storms with your children and your son, your daughter, your husband, whatever it may be, that you praise God during your storm. It doesn't matter how hard you hurt, how hard we cry. God deserves all the praise and the glory, no matter what we're going through. And that's what we have to continue doing, is praising the Lord for everything. You know, Paul said, this thorn in my side, you know, God didn't take it away because he wanted to make sure he knew that he had to turn to Jesus for all everything he needed. You know, the woman at the well, you know, she didn't even know what she needed until Jesus told her, you know, anyone who drinks out of this well will thirst again, but the drink I give you, you will never thirst again. You'll have living waters flowing through you. And he told her everything that she had done and how many men she'd been with, and the one she was with then wasn't her husband, and she forgave him. So I forgive my daughter for bringing those guys into my home. I just want her to be safe. But above each and everything that I ask and pray for here, I pray that God's will be done first in this situation. If he brings her home, hallelujah. If he doesn't, make a way for her, Lord, in her darkness. Make a way, Lord, because you can take that darkness away and turn it into light. Amen. It looks like we lost Sherry there for a minute, so you just stuck with me for a minute, the whiny baby, but I'm telling you, tears are not being cried for just no reason. And I just say, thank you guys so much for being here for me tonight and for listening to me. And I'm sorry that I've had to do this talk show with you, and it's real live, but it comes from my heart. I just don't see how we can just manage without our children like that. You know, if my baby girl had actually, died, I would have felt so guilty because I don't think I would have, I think I would have felt guilty because I don't think I would have done everything I should have or could have for her, you know, and that, to me, that just breaks my heart. But God spared her life for a reason, y'all. Because he loves her so much, and he wants the best for her too. And he wants the best for your children, and he wants the best for everybody in this world. We just have to want that too. But how are you going to want that if you don't know that's what you need and that's what you've been missing is Jesus in your life? And, you know, if you never had a normal life, then how are you going to know unless somebody teaches you? You know, it's like a preacher. You know, how is anybody going to be taught the word of God or about the Lord unless they be sent, you know? So I just plead the blood to this session tonight, and I just pray that you know, it touches your heart. And, you know, I'll never be able to pay you back financially. I know that. There's no way. But I will pray for you all, and I will pray for your families. And if you're going through something like this, then definitely come to Healing Life's Hurts group on Facebook and go to Coffee Prayer and Share Time on Facebook. And you tell me what you need, and I will pray you through it, and I will do my best to help you through your storms of life. You know, I was sitting here, and I was looking through scriptures, like I said, and in Luke 6:38, it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measures, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with, it shall be measured back unto you again." So God's going to give you guys back, you know, what you put into my life. And if you donate financially to this GoFundMe link, it's GoFund.me/17HJJK, and it's a charity. God pray that he would give you back 100-fold. Forget the 50. I want to see God bless his people, and I want to see God bless you beyond measure if you do give from your heart. And if you don't, just pray. Just pray. If nothing else, pray. That's all I'm asking for tonight, is y'all just pray for me, to God give me direction and knowledge and wisdom and strength, and that he would pray for salvation and deliverance and provisions for my daughter. And if she's listening to this, Charity, I just got to say I love you so much, but I'm not God. I can't do everything, but I know a God who can supply all your needs according to his riches and glory, honey. Don't give up on God, because he will never give up on you. He loves you with a love that you have never known before, Charity. And he doesn't want you to hurt yourself, sweetheart. He wants you to prosper, and he wants you to excel in everything that you do. And Charity, I know God has a calling on your life. You have such a compassionate heart for people. You have such a giving heart. I remember you saying, "Mom, my friend's hurting, and we need to help them." And we're sitting here with not much left. But you know what? I said, go ahead and help them. Give them what we can. That's the kind of heart my daughter has. She would rather give what she has and do without. So I'm asking, you know, that if you can and you find it in your heart and God leads you, to go to that GoFundMe page and help my daughter. Sherry, I'm glad you're back.
All right, honey. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Are you okay,
okay. I'm good. You know, I go through these moments of feeling pretty good and peaceful, and then all of a sudden I start crying out. You know, it's just like I just said, and, you know, your kids depend on us so much for everything, especially when trials hit them and they don't know what to do, and they know you're a godly person, you know, you're a believer in Jesus Christ. They expect you to be God, and you're not God. It's like I said, we have to depend on God, and all we can do is pray and hope and believe and trust, because God says in His Word, Sherry, I shall supply all your need. He knows what my daughter needs. He knows what I need. But above each and everything that I say on here, I want God's will to be done first in this situation. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know, sis. I love you, and I pray for you, and I pray for Charity wherever she is. And the devil's just fighting her so hard with this depression and everything she's going through, and God has a calling for her. You know, I don't know what it is. God has a calling on her life. He has a great use for her, you know. Or it just wouldn't be going like it's going with her, you know.
Mm.
But she has a breath, and I still feel that no matter what, you know, we got to try, and we as Christians, we have to try. And I mean, I know it's tough for everybody right now, but, you know, little is much when God's in it. It really is. There's a song that says that. And if everybody will pull together and God's people will pull together, we can look out and take care of each other, you know, and help each other, you know, and help each other through with prayers, with words of encouragement. And just a little bit, you know, just a little bit, just everybody just pitch in there and just put a little bit, you know, $5, $10 here, that's not a lot. That's not a lot. You'll spend that on a pop and a couple of candy bars and it's gone, you know. So if everybody can just pull together, you know, and we can try to get help, and then you can see that the funds are used for that, Sister Shirley. You can see that they are used for that right there, and that it's not, you know, just being on something that shouldn't be, you know.
Amen.
And I know you would, sis. I know you would. So, you know, I'm there for you, honey. Going to do all I can for you.
I know you will, sis. I know you will. I can buy her train ticket. You know, that's $100.
Uh-huh.
I can do that. Like I said, I just can't do the first month's rent and the deposit right now. I know that. There's no way with what I make. Y'all would be shocked to see what I've been surviving on. But thanks to my mother-in-law, you know, I got a place and a roof over my head and food in my belly and a bed to sleep and lay my head on. That's more than Jesus had when he was born. Amen.
He didn't have anything, sis. Not anything. The time to anything. Now no home and no cattle. Yeah, I mean, you know, and his father, God, made a way for him. You know, and I know that God can make a way for Charity through this right here, and the help can come. And I know that it's real. I know you're really hurting, and I know that she's really hurting. And there's a lot of people out there that are hurting. There's a lot of people that are hurting right now. And our hearts just go out, you know, to everybody that is hurting. And we pray for everybody continually.
Yes.
We're continually praying. All hours of the night, I know, Sister Shirley, and I know you feel this too. God wakes us up and lets us feel others' pains, you know, and it lets us see things that's going on in people and in their lives and stuff. And that's that calling that we have on our life, and you know, and the enemy is fighting even with our own, you know. But we just got to do all we can do, and you know, and look to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to me some time back and said, tell my people not to worry, because I am going to put my people in places to take care of my people. So I know there's some good people out there, and I know there's some people out there that God is still listening to the Lord, and that the Lord will speak to their hearts on this right here, and in things that God is wanting them to move up in their lives and help them with. And I believe that God's going to make a way, sis. I really do. I believe God's going to make a way in this. And because he said that all things work together for those, you know, that love the Lord. And I know that you love the Lord, sis. I know you love the Lord. The Lord, that's the first thing the Lord let me see about you was your heart. It was it was Sister Shirley's heart, you know, and she has a heart after God. It's like David, you know, and some of the prophets of the Bible there, you know, to please the heart of God, to please the heart of God. And so, you know, I just want everybody to join in on this and do what they can do and pray for Sister Shirley and pray for Charity, this young lady. She's a beautiful young lady. I just seen a picture of her tonight, and she is beautiful. She is beautiful, and, you know, God has a great plan for her. And I really believe that God is going to help with this. I really do. Like I said, I've never said a prayer that the Lord hasn't answered one way or the other. You know, and I believe there's good people out there, God's people still out there. I think it's the only thing that's held it all together for this nation and everything is just good praying people. You know, people still got a heart and people that, you know, we just had a fire here locally and, Lord, they've raised enough money for that girl for her to, them to buy them a new home. They're not even going to have to redo that one. And all new furniture and new kids' clothes and everything, you know. So I think that's awesome, you know, that we still got people floating around in the world like that right there. So if you can do anything at all to help my sister with her daughter here and help the situation, I pray that God gives it back to you tenfold. Yes, I do. I pray that, you know, for God to do that for you, for the ones that's listening that's able to help.
Amen. I appreciate that. Before we go, I'd just like to read this reading that I found, and it touched my heart. It says, God is not just calling us to go to the churches. He's calling us to be his church, and we are the hope of the world. And I'm asking for you all to be that hope and that light in our lives right now. I want to share a little story with you that happened this morning. Thank you, Lord, for giving me joy in the midst of my trial. I thank you for that and peace, Jesus. Anyway, this morning when I was putting that GoFundMe donation thing up for my daughter and me, I got back on there. Sorry, I have a cold. Excuse me. I got back on there, Sherry, and it said, Go Met, G-O-A-L, Go Met, $2,500. I looked at that thing and I said, what? Within an hour, it said, Go Met for charities. Recovery and healing process and stuff and rehab. And I was like, Jesus, can this really be true? I said, Lord, I know you can do the impossible. I said, you can make things happen just like that, Lord. I said, but did you really do this? Did you really do this? Because my heart was just beating so fast with anxiety of happiness and joy. And I was thinking, well, who in the world would do something like this for me and my daughter? Thank you, all at once, you know. So I get back on there, and guess what? I went to put a comment on there, and it showed that I gave the $2,500 myself, and I started cracking up. I said, Lord, you know I wouldn't a heartbeat. If I had that money, I wouldn't need nobody's help. I thought that was kind of cute and kind of funny, you know, because it gave me hope, and I think that was a sign for me to rest and easy, and because God's going to send his people to so into my situation, and I believe that, and I thank him for that.
Amen.
I think that was a little light into my darkness, you know, amen. And I promise you, I will keep you updated on my daughter's recovery process, because if y'all help me get her home and get us a place together, I'm not going to give up on that child. I'm just going to hold her down and hug her and kiss her and love her with the love of God and pray that, you know,
that's how we win them.
She'll receive it. She'll receive it, and she's going to get better. That girl can play the guitar and sing, and all that sang from me when she came down was Christian music. She didn't sing that worldly stuff. She sang her, well, she won worldly song. I'm sorry, I can't say that. It was an old 50s song, you know. And But I'll tell you what, it was just Christian stuff that she was singing, playing, and playing the guitar. So I know God's got a calling on her life. She's only 20, and she's been through so much in her life, and I don't want to give up on her, and I'm asking y'all not to give up on her either. We thank you for your time. We thank you for this, and I, like I said, I'm sorry I had to use this talk show, but I had to get my heart out there. I had to get my, you know, my differences out there, my fear and my hopes and my, you know, I just had to get it out there and share it with y'all. And I thank you so much for being here with me and Sherry tonight. Don't forget, you can always call in at 1-347-857-1194. Talk to us. We'll pray with you. If you got a situation like this, talk to us. We'll pray with you. We'll stand with you. We'll agree with you for your child's healing and your child's walk and their path, that God would pull them back with the love of him and show them where they need to be and not allow this attack of the enemy to come upon your children, because we need to start doing something for our children and our youth in this world, because there's too much killing. Our youngins are dying too early, y'all, and it's senseless. We are parents, we are children of God, and we know we have the authority over the enemy and the powers of their darkness, and we need to cover our children with the blood of Jesus Christ and show them that, you know, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and it covers them, and it will protect them. They're going to go through some stuff, but at least they won't have that. You know, God can deliver them from that suicide spirit, and right now, matter of fact, Sherry, I just felt led to, you know, just have you pray a real quick prayer about binding off the spirit of suicide and oppression and depression off our young children right now.
Amen. Yes, Lord, as we come before you, Lord. Lord, you said whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever is loosed in heaven shall be loosed on earth. And, Lord, we bind up that depression. Lord, we bind up those suicidal thoughts, Lord. Lord, we bind up anything that's not like you in our young people, Lord. I know that if we don't try to win them back to you, Lord, and win them to you, and we don't try to entice them with your word and with good sound people, Lord, that is just stationed in you, and Lord, we're doing our best, Lord. I feel in my heart that she needs to be with her mother. She needs that love. Lord, I just ask God for you to take a hold of this here, Lord, and for all of the parents all over the world, Lord, that are going through this very same thing with the fear, afraid to lay down, because they're afraid they're going to get a word. Lord, I just pray, Lord, for those parents, Lord. I pray for every child, every teenager, even the youngest, Lord. The little young ones are even trying to commit suicide, and many have already, Lord. And, Lord, I just claim our young people back, Lord, to you, Jesus. And I ask you, Lord, to just help the parents, Lord, out there. Help my sister, Lord. Make a way, Lord. Make a way where there seemeth to be no way, Lord. You have done that so many times for me in so many different circumstances, Lord. And I just praise you, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for everybody out there listening, Lord, to the sounds of our voice, Lord. You can't get any more real than this, Lord. This is a mother's plea for help. And, Lord, I just pray, God, that you will supply the needs, Lord, for each and every one out there, Lord, and for my sister, Lord, and for Charity, Lord. Lord, just wrap her up, Lord, with your love, Lord, and let her feel you there, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I'll never fail to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it all. I thank you, Jesus, and I claim it in your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. What a powerful prayer. Thank you, Sherry. I just felt led. The Lord was telling me to have you pray over that. And we obey the Lord when we hear his voice. And I just thank you for that. Well, everybody, we're going to be getting off the air. And we just want to say thank you and God bless you. And please find it in your hearts to go fund me for my daughter and me to be reunited so I can be there with her and she can be right here where I can help her and do the best that I can as a mother. And I pray for you and your situations too. And we thank you. We God bless you. Until next time, we'll see you again on Real Talk with Shirley and Sherry, along with Healing Life's Hurts. And we thank you, and we ask that you have a blessed night. Take your children if they're home, if they're with you, and just give them a big old hug and a kiss and just tell them you love them. tell them you're waiting, you can't wait to see how they succeed in life, and that you're going to stand right there by them, and you'll stand with them, agree with them, and you're going to be there for them, and you're going to help them, and you're going to love them. You just love them while you can, because we never know.
Man.
We never know. We thank you, and God bless you. And Sherry, I love you, girl, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I love you,
you
too.
Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
All right, you too, and everybody else. Good night.
God bless. Goodbye. Good night.